What's up, peeps? Welcome to another episode of the Mr. Will Wide Podcast. On today's episode, we'll be discussing a little bit of automotive news, things going on in the industry. We'll talk about what's been going on my live broadcast using the Stereo app. And then I'm going to create a segment about old cars. Yep, old school cars, classic cars, quote unquote collector's cars. So be sure to stay tuned and catch me after this break for more of this episode. Alrighty guys, welcome back. So, what's been going on in the world of the automotive industry in the news lately? Well, first and foremost, Nikola has been all over the news. These guys are getting slammed left and right. It started with an article created by an investment firm accusing Nikola of not having any intellectual property and not having any technology, any new battery technology or any electric vehicle technology. And they also accused Nikola of filming a vehicle that was being towed, not under its own power. Well, Nikola came back and admitted that the EV1 in their marketing video was actually just rolling downhill under gravity. So it wasn't powered by its own drivetrain. Well, it gets worse. Nikola was suing Tesla over the design of Tesla's commercial truck, and it turns out that Nikola didn't even design this truck on their own. Yeah, the owner, or the founder of Nikola, actually bought the design of the EV1 from a college student online. So it went from bad to worse for Nikola. At this point, I think that they are pretty much done for. I don't see a bright future for Nikola unless they get bought out by a larger company and somebody else takes over their technology. I don't see this ending well for Nikola. So I hope you guys didn't invest any money in their stock, because it went from like $70, $80 down to $16. So they're not doing too well. Alrighty, what else is going on in the news? Ford Motor Company has been dealing with an issue regarding the power shift transmission. It's an automatic transmission that uses a clutch. So it's kind of a hybrid, similar to what Ferrari started in the late 80s and early 90s with their F1 gearbox. A computer controls the clutch, and when you want to shift gears, it's basically half automatic transmission, so the computer also changes gears for you. Well, owners of Ford Fiestas and Ford Focuses were having repeated issues with this transmission. So there was a class action lawsuit that Ford ended up losing, and several owners of these cars have been getting big paydays. These paydays range from as little as a $200 inconvenience fee for having to deal with this car, all the way up to buybacks ranging in the tens of thousands of dollars. So if you own a Ford Fiesta or a Ford Focus with this DS6 power shift automatic transmission, be sure to get on board with that class action lawsuit. You may have some money waiting for you, because time is running out to sign up for that. So be sure that you check that out. Do you like the Ford Shelby GT500? Are you a fan of exotic cars and muscle cars? A lot of people are. So am I. One dealer in Southern California was called out by a YouTuber for marking this car up, check this out, $100,000. The base price of this car is about $97,000, you know, fully kitted out, you know, with probably $100,000. So the car is selling for $200,000. That's a pretty big markup. And a YouTuber, I can't remember his name, basically called this dealership out and said, "Hey guys, this is highway robbery. This is extortion. You guys are gouging the price of this GT500. So if you want to look that up, be sure to read the news and check that out on YouTube. There's an entire video about it. There are some more articles about it, and it is just a huge, huge mess. People are up in arms about it, and you know, rightfully so, because it's $100,000 markup. Other things going on in the news are Nissan. Nissan has finally released pictures of the what we're calling the 400Z. Now, to put things into perspective, the 370Z was released in 2009. All right, so it's been in production for 12 years. So it's officially being sent to the history books with the announcement of the Nissan Proto, aka the 400Z. Nissan's boss Makoto Uchida said that the Z Proto is close to final. So what we're looking at in most of these pictures online and in magazines is basically a production version. People are kind of torn one way or the other. Some people like it, some people don't. I'm personally a fan of it. I think it will look really cool with some body kits. I'm sure that the aftermarket will have some things to say about the final look of the 400Z. A news article by MotorOne.com asked, what took Nissan so long to release the next Gen Z car? According to Nissan, it was a case of timing and what the market wants. According to Nismo product specialist Hiroshi Tamura, it seems that timing is very important for the automaker, and for them, now's the right time, according to MotorOne.com. If you think that Nissan took those 12 long years to develop an all-new, built-from-the-ground-up Z car, it will still be underpinned by the FM architecture. That's what is used on the existing Infiniti Q50 and Q60, and supposedly it will come with the same 3-liter twin-turbo V6 that's equipped in those cars. Now, Nissan also took a jab at Toyota because Tamura said that the next Gen Z car will be a standalone model, unlike its competitors. To quote him, "Our Z is Z. Z is standalone," Tamura said. What a way to throw shade on the Z's nearest competitor, the Supra. So that is all that we got going on in automotive news, and we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of this break, we'll go ahead and talk about old cars and whether or not you should get into them. So stay tuned. Alrighty, guys, thank you so much again for listening to my podcast. I greatly appreciate everyone that takes the time to check this out and tune into my crazy ramblings. Again, if you haven't already done so, be sure to follow me on Instagram at MrWillWide415. Check me out on the Stereo app, where I go live most weeknights and talk about anything and everything. My username is MrWillWide, just like the podcast. I would greatly appreciate if you rate and review me on iTunes. I know this podcast is awful. I have no experience doing this, and I'm doing it for funsies. But if I help you learn something about cars and the automotive business, then that's good enough for me. Now, on to the meat and potatoes of this episode. We are talking about old cars. What's the deal with old cars, classic cars, and collectible cars? So, at the base of it all, if you are looking to buy an old car, it's for one of a couple of reasons. Number one, you used to own that old car when you were younger. For someone like me, that old car may be something like a Toyota Corolla GTS twin cam, right? An old 80s, late 80s, early 90s kind of JDM car, or an old muscle car that I used to own. I had an 84 Monte Carlo Super Sport, aka the Super Slow. For other folks, they buy or own these older cars because of nostalgia from a family member who may have owned that car, right? Maybe their father had an old Mustang, maybe an uncle used to own a cool Chevelle SS, and they want to buy it for that reason. Thirdly, the people that we're going to discuss today, or the reason we're going to discuss old cars today, is people buy it as a speculative asset, a speculative piece of memorabilia, kind of, right? You are buying an old car with the idea that it will appreciate in value, and you can resell it in the future for tons of money. This is not a good reason to buy an old car. Unless you know for a fact that this car will continue to appreciate in value, then more than likely you are essentially gambling. Speculative investing with this type of asset is not very is not a sure thing, right? You can buy an old car and it could become worthless in a matter of a couple of years, where some cars suddenly grow in popularity and out of nowhere become valuable for whatever reason. To give you an example, the Mark IV Toyota Supra became insanely popular because of the movie The Fast and the Furious. Other cars have been blessed with this sort of Hollywood forced rarity in the past, right? Like the Bullitt Mustang from Steve McQueen's movie Bullitt, right? That hatch, that fastback Mustang suddenly became very desirable because Steve McQueen drove it. So, unless you already own one of these old cars, it's not a very good place to park your money. Take it from a guy that has owned a lot of cool old cars, right? They don't always appreciate value. Sometimes they stay right at that value you paid for them because it's an intrinsic value. Other times they might start appreciating slowly after many, many, many years, right? And if that's the case, you're not actually making a profit, because if you own the car for all those years and you registered it, you maintained it, you put gas in it, you're in reality breaking even or still losing money. Old cars should be purchased for simple enjoyment. You should buy an old car because you like driving it, because it's something cool, because you had one previously, because maybe your dad had one, your mom had one, or it holds a special place in your heart. You shouldn't be buying an old car to fix it and flip it with the intent of making money, because old cars cost a lot of money to fix up and flip. And if not done properly, you will actually devalue the car, because you may end up mixing and matching parts from other cars of that age and era just to make the car functional and drivable. A lot of classic car collectors that are collectors know exactly what to look for on these cars. They know the right hardware that should be used. They know the right headlamps that should be used. They know the right bulbs that should be used. They know the right types of filters and tires that should be used. Some of these guys own cars that are taken to the Concours d'Elegance. This is basically a rolling museum car show that happens every year in California, where they basically display museum pieces. These cars are judged all the way down to things like which way a hose clamp faces, which way a wing nut should be displayed, what brand of tires and inner tubes are on the car, what type of materials are used on the car, whether they have body filler or not. So it's an extremely prestigious car show that's very hard to get a car into and shown. Replicas aren't usually shown at this car show. They might have a section for replicas nowadays, but you know, buying a thing like just some random old Buick Skylark, right? It wasn't a very popular year, say in 1975. If you buy a 75 Buick Skylark with the idea that it will appreciate in value, you're, again, gambling using speculation. So buy them for the sake of buying them and enjoying them. Don't buy them with the intent of making it an investment and trying to retire on it, because you may end up losing. If you're going to get into fixing and flipping cars, buy the cars that people, you know, want for commuting purposes, for utilitarian purposes, pickup trucks, box trucks, commuter cars like Honda Civics, Toyota Corollas, family cars like Toyota Camrys, SUVs. These are all great ways to make some extra money if you know what you are doing. And if you stick around for some later episodes of the podcast, I would be happy to discuss some of those topics. Tap in and send me a message. Let me know what you guys think. Send me an email, shoot me a DM on Instagram, or tune in on the Stereo app and talk with me live. Right, we can discuss what types of podcasts and topics you guys would like to hear about. Me personally, I tend to enjoy more modern cars that are in high demand. This podcast is being recorded in September of 2020, right? Everything's going to heck. California's on fire. The world's ending because of the pandemic. There's a civil rights movement going on. People are unemployed, but people are still buying cars. Some of the most popular cars being purchased right now are pickup trucks. There's a big gathering around Chevy trucks especially. There's a movement called Troqueando, where people buy these trucks, they lower them, they jack them up, they put LED lights on them, they do all kinds of cool stuff to them. So those trucks are actually appreciating in value because the demand is greater than the supply. And not everybody can afford to go out and buy a brand new $50,000 pickup truck. So that's something I'm getting into right now. Some cars that are also appreciating in value are rear-wheel drive manual transmission cars like older BMW 3 Series, right? Late 90s, early 2000s, E36s, E46s are skyrocketing in value because a lot of young people want to make them into drift cars. So when you look at the type of cars you want to invest in to flip and make a little bit of money, get a feel for what the market is doing. Get a feel for what young people want to do with their money and what's popular in the current car culture. So with all of that said, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Be sure to register to vote. The presidential election is happening November 3rd in the U.S. And again, share my podcast, rate and review me on Apple iTunes. Check me out on the Stereo app where I go live most weekdays at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern Standard Time. I may end up doing that once or twice a week. Currently, I do it every day at 9 p.m. Pacific, but it's starting to take a toll on the other content I create. Be sure to also check out my website, MrWillWide415.weebly.com. I still haven't purchased the domain, I know, where I am working on Project Shiftbucks, a 2000 Ford Focus Kona edition that I'm taking from a pile of junk to a reliable daily driver. So, thanks again, guys. Peace.